As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, January the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always plenty of news, hard facts, and even sometimes we talk about solutions on this broadcast. You know, I've got one primary solution. It's the abolition of the established two-party political system. If that sounds a little bit extreme, well, that's the way it is. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we stir that radical pot up from time to time. Freedom remains popular here, however, and is the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. That's Missouri, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out, as always, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Our micro broadcasters, gentlemen, thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. I wish we had 100 on that list. I surely do. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. This morning, precious metals and the Forex decline as U.S. dollar and equities spike upward. We'll talk about that in our market report. Republican Scott Brown gains Kennedy's Massachusetts Senate seat, breaking the Dems' supermajority status. I've said all I'm going to say about it right there. Haiti was nailed by a second earthquake, this time a 6.1 on the Richter scale earthquake. Well, that's the way that goes there, too. Part 14, maybe. Yeah, history of law. Surely hope we'll have time to get into that today. The lawsuit, cast of characters, go into more about the judge, the lawyer, and so on. And wherever and whenever we can get into that, we will do so. Of course, again, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday, January the 20th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $14.80 at $1,122.80. Silver, likewise, drops 35 cents in early trading, trades at $18.41 an ounce. Platinum, taking a big whack upside the head, drops $22 to $1,622 an ounce. And palladium, not to be outdone, loses $9 in early trading at $455 an ounce. What's the reason for all of this? Well, we had a move upward in the U.S. dollar index today. So I guess if you can fudge that number, then the rest of the market responds. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, $1,121.10 for a low, $1,135.40 for a high. But at, take heart, little flock, at $1,122.80, your gold is still up $265.80 an ounce year to year for a 31.06% return on your investment. This morning, Toys in London set the price at $1,129. We're $7 below that now. We'll be back right on the other side of this first break. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for Wednesday. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading off $14.80. Quite a plunge there happening. $1,122.80 an ounce for gold. Silver lost 35 cents in early trading at $18.41 an ounce. Platinum drops 22 bucks at $1,622 an ounce. Palladium off $9 at $455 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, 116 points, well above the 10,500 mark. Now it's at 10,725. The NASDAQ closed up 32 yesterday at 2,320. The S&P was up 14 at 1,150. Crude oil this morning drops $1.44 per 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, trades at $77.58. I don't imagine they'll rush out and lower the price at the pumps in your local pump block, but nevertheless, the U.S. dollar index this morning, big move upward in the USDX, the intercontinental exchange traded foreign product that it is. It moves up 67 basis points for whatever it's worth and trades at 78.16. Of course, that whacked all of the Forex, the market. The foreign exchange rates reflect that, trading much lower. The Canadian dollar takes the biggest whack in our little basket of currencies this morning, losing 141 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. for the loonie. The Mexican peso, losing 30 basis points, yet still hanging on by its fingernails at 8 cents a pop. For the Mexican peso, the euro loses 114 basis points this morning, goes down from $1.43 yesterday down to $1.41 this morning. So the euro is going down, down, down. The British pound loses 59 basis points, trades at $1.63 U.S. If you're going to England or someplace, you know, you want to visit, it's going to cost you $1.63 to get one of their pounds in your pocket. The Swiss franc this morning at parity with the Canadian dollar, losing 110 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The yields in bonded indebtedness, the bond market, the two-year bond, runs at 0.86%. The 10-year is trading at 3.65%. And the 30-year bonds are yielding 4.55%. In the mortgage market this morning, we're continuing to see this escalating withdrawal of credit, if you will. The 15-year mortgage, the fixed rate, is up from 4.50% a month ago to 4.65% this morning. And in the 30-year mortgages, it moves up from 5.06% a month ago to 5.23% this morning. Yeah, we're sitting here at 55 degrees, calm outside under blue skies, kind of nice in sunny southwest Missouri. And that's the market report there. Let's go to some of the market news. Of course, as I mentioned yesterday, if you go up on the Bloomberg website, and there's lots of news out there today, by the way, whole bunches of stuff. But if you go up there to www.bloomberg.com, scroll down on the homepage until you see economy, that section, click on that. When that page opens up, you can look over on the right, you'll see economic calendar, click on that link, and it'll open up some pages that'll give you a better idea of what is driving the market. This has to do with the housing starts, which fell more than forecast, although the permits, building permits, have climbed. This article off Bloomberg by Bob Willis, January the 20th, new news. Housing starts in the U.S. fell more than anticipated in December, while building permits unexpectedly jumped. Well, we've been hearing just about enough of this. I think Bloomberg needs to instruct their writers that we're tired. The audience has been worn out with more than anticipated and unexpected things happening in the economy. Certainly, these economists should have a better handle on things than that. But anyway, again, housing starts in the U.S. fell more than anticipated in December, while building permits unexpectedly jumped, signaling inclement weather may have kept builders away from work sites. Well, there's a truth to that. There's no doubt about it. It was colder than a well-diggered boot heel all of last month. I was freezing my own buns off here in the house. Work began on 557,000 houses at an annual rate, down 4% from November. Figures from the Commerce Department showed today in Washington, but as you know, figures don't lie, but the liars often figure, and the Commerce Department doesn't have clean hands entirely. Permits, building permits that is, a sign of future construction, climbed to the highest level in a year. Get your hopes up yet. The government's extension and expansion of a tax credit for first-time buyers, that's it, robbing from Peter to pay Paul to buoy up a failing market, may help underpin demand. And, of course, you know, every time you hear the word demand, you have to think of sustainable development, the three E's, economy, environment, and equity. And so here we are, underpinning demand, which you might as well just say is sustaining development, propping and shoring up something that otherwise wouldn't be able to hold its own. And certainly with the tax credit for first-time buyers, it only underpins my analysis. In the first half of 2010, giving builders reason to ramp up new projects. Well, they're bold, and they're bold indeed if they're ramping up new projects. The gain in permits, which are less influenced by weather, indicates an unseasonably cold and wet December probably prevented some work from getting started last month. Would someone please send an email to Al Gore and ask him to read the articles on Bloomberg this morning? Unseasonably cold and wet doesn't sound like man-made global warming to me. It's the weather. Harris, chief economist at UBS Securities LLC in New York, said before the report, quote, the deadline for the home buyer tax credit is going to accelerate sales and building activity in coming months. So it was a combination between the weather and the giveaways. Starts were projected to fall to a 572,000 pace last month, according to the median estimate of 72 economists. In other words, they get 72 gurus around a teleconference, and then everybody throws their number in the hat. Then they pull out the one, they pull all the numbers out, they add them all up, divide them by 72, and that's the number. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that scientific? How totally objective. Projections ranged from 495,000 to 630,000. The government revised numbers, or November's reading, up to 580,000 from 574,000 previously estimated. See, it's all just puff and smoke. This is Ouija board time. This is all polishing up our crystal balls, you know, our gazing balls. Mm-hmm. For all of 2009, builders broke ground on 553,800 houses, the fewest since records began in 1959. That's right. They were building more houses when I was 7 years old than they're building today. The annual rate was down 39% from 2008's 905,500, which was the second lowest ever. Second lowest ever, 2008. It was down 39% from 2008 to 905,500. That's quite a difference, isn't it? At 553,800 versus 905,500, which was the previously second lowest ever, I'd say things are in decline. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Cordy Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Certainly, we could say that the United Nations population control agenda is moving along swimmingly down in Haiti. No doubt about that. They've stuffed 72,000 bodies into mass graves so far, and they're stopping the count. So now they'll just be pitching them in, I guess, and burying them over. I would imagine that the stock shares for Caterpillar tractors are going to go up quite a bit. But for all of the unemployed builders out there, if you can figure out how to do it, if you can figure out the logistics of the process, I'm certain that there's going to be a lot of money made building houses in Haiti. And apartment buildings should probably all have to follow the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. But if you can suffer along with those building codes and somehow or another get yourself positioned in the way of progress, there's going to be a lot of progress that's going to need to be made in Haiti soon. There will be millionaires made over the course of the next 18 months. Perhaps if you're an unemployed or out-of-work builder, you might look into how it would be possible for you to take your tool belt and your job box and locate yourself someplace in a tent in Haiti. You would make probably a considerable amount of money. But, you know, it's going to be materials. Delivery is going to be difficult. Those 2x4s and building blocks, cinder blocks, and insulation and all of that, concrete, rebar, steel, all of the things are going to be necessary to build these multi-purpose smart growth, new urbanism, all of that. It's going to get built there. You can count on it. It's going to be a different place the next time you visit Haiti. Port-au-Prince is going to get a facelift. You can be certain of that. But if you're a builder and you're down on your luck, you might be looking south. More permits. The report showed building permits increased 11% to a 653,000 pace, the most since October of 2008, and permits were forecast to fall 580,000. Of course, if you're going to put out a lot of building permits, you're going to have to, you'd almost have to be a wizard. Construction of single-family houses decreased 6.9% to a 456,000 rate. Of course, every day we're reporting this increase in the 15-year and the 30-year mortgages, so it's going to become more and more difficult for people to qualify for mortgages, much less find a lender that will lend on a house. But work on multifamily homes, such as townhouses and apartment buildings, climbed 12%, and so this is urban renewal. This is smart growth. Stack 'em and pack 'em housing, I'm sure, is going to come on like gangbusters. Three of the four regions showed a decline in starts in December, led by a 19% drop in the Northeast. The South showed a 3.3% gain. There are still headwinds, the author writes, to a housing recovery. Rising foreclosures are adding to inventory and may discourage builders. So that's one of those headwinds that are blocking continuing outgrowth of new building, new construction. There's more houses glutting the market than they can get rid of. A record 3 million U.S. homes will be repossessed by lenders this year. 3 million homes. We're talking about building some 800,000, 572,000, blah, blah, blah. And we got 3 million homes being repossessed, and those homes will be on the market. Unfortunately, this year, as high unemployment and depressed home values leave borrowers unable to make their house payment or sell, according to RealtyTrack, Inc., the forecast on January the 14th. Last year, there were 2.82 million foreclosures, so you just add that together and you see that though we have 7.2 million people supposedly on unemployment, we're running at 5.82 million foreclosures. That's bad news. Credit extended. Barry the Usurper on November the 6th extended an $8,000 first-time buyer's credit. Don't hold your breath to get your money, though. Ask the nearest automobile dealer how the Cash for Clunkers program is working out for them. The first-time buyer credit that was due to expire at the end of the month expanded to include current homeowners as well. The extension covers closings through June as long as contracts are signed by the end of April, so it's got a short fuse there if you want to get in on the free money, if you want to rob from Peter to pay Paul. Still, the measure may have pulled sales forward, depressing demand, there's that demand word again, in the second half of the year. Sales of new houses dropped 11% in November. The month of the government's tax credit was due to expire. A jump in purchases of existing homes pushed total sales up to 6.895 million annual pace, the most since March of 2007. Continuing, they talk about weather having also played a depressing role in housing starts. Last month was the 14th coldest December and the 11th wettest in 115 years of record keeping. Al, Barry, you get the message? The 14th coldest December and the 11th wettest in the 115 years of record keeping, according to the National Climatic Data Center in Asheville, North Carolina. I wonder if they're connected at all with that East Anglia bunch. Maybe they could share information. You do a little capacity building. Less confidence. Confidence, you know, it's always a con game. Confidence among U.S. home builders unexpectedly dropped. Unexpectedly dropped in January to the lowest level since June. Home builders, no confidence. Probably sitting around hitting the Budweisers pretty strongly. Any sustained recovery, there's sustainable development again, sustained recovery will require gains in unemployment, economists said. Well, hope they didn't have to spend too much for that education to figure that out. The U.S. has lost 7.2 million jobs since the recession began. And the economist surveyed by Bloomberg earlier this month forecast joblessness will average 10% this year. 10%. Well, we heard 10.2 before. If the average is 10%, maybe it'll be 9 to 11 or something like that, 9-11. KB Homes, the Los Angeles-based home builder, said that sells to first-time buyers. I wonder if they pre-qualify that. Have you ever owned a home before? No. Well, then you don't qualify. We don't sell to you. Is among home builders struggling. The company last week reported a pre-tax loss of $91 million on declining revenues for the fiscal fourth quarter that ended November the 30th. KB's home orders rose 12% to 1,446 from 1,296 in the year earlier quarter, while completed sales dropped 22% to 3,042 homes, according to the report. The average price declined 12% to $203,400. A first-time home buyer buying $203,400 homes? It's not my father's America. Well, anyway, no wonder we're upside down and inside out. People paying that much money for a house the first time. You know, I remember the first house that I bought. I bought two of them, actually, for $50,000 total. Actually, it was about $42,500, if my memory serves me right. Other houses in the $14,000 range. Well, they want more than that today. You can buy a Porsche Panamera and pay $150,000 to get it. Here's another story. Financial elites' behavior has opened the floodgates for gold. This is by Lorimer Wilson off the Kitco.com website. You might want to jump up on that today and take a look, too. January 19th, yesterday's news. What the heck? What do we got? What? One, January 9th. January 12th. Did I say January 12th earlier? This is not a replay. That should be January the 20th. Let me just change that. I hope you're not confused. This is a live broadcast. January the 12th. No way. Here we are. Yesterday's news, in spite of philosophical differences in many areas of politics and economics, Ron Paul and Simon Johnson agree. Well, we'll have to figure out what they agree on after this break. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again on our January the 20th, 2010 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're going into the news here for a little bit more, and then we're going to get into our study of law. But up on the Bloomberg website today, big banner story, you know, headline, top of the page, about Kraft and Cadbury sealing the deal in a M&A deal. It's not M&M's. It's a merger and acquisition. They're celebrating the death here of this Wasserstein. I'll tell you what, if you ever wanted to look at the long list of the financial elite, so to speak, I don't really think they're elite. I think they're scumballs to the man. But if you want to look at a list of this Jewish international banking cabal, read that article. That'll set you straight. It certainly has cured me of any desire to purchase anything manufactured by Kraft or Cadbury permanently. I'm cured. My apathy has been cured. No more Kraft products and nothing from Cadbury. Anyway, Wasserstein and the boys, Wasserstein died at age 61. He's like one of these merger masters. Anyway, it's a lengthy article. I didn't want to print it out. I'm running low on printer ink this week. Anyway, you can find out more about it for yourself. But here, this article by Lorimer Wilson off Kitco. I really think we need to stop using this phraseology. The financial elite's behavior, these people aren't elite, they're scum. They're pond scum. They need to be scooped off just like the dross when you're casting bullets and throw those clinkers in the nearest garbage can. In spite of philosophical differences in many areas of politics and economics, Ron Paul and Simon Johnson agree that the coziness that exists between the U.S. Congress and the financial elite, easy for him to say, not for me, has not worked and is not working in the best interest of the average American. They both suggest that major changes must be made in the relationship to strengthen the American economy. Is it too late, however, to avoid the repercussions of even weaker greenback, rising inflation, and the opening of the floodgates in the price of all investments related to gold and silver? Question mark. Here's a quote. When Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, well, they said Tim, I say Timmy, little Timmy and his basket of currencies and his creepy cretin friends, when Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner was chairman of the New York Federal Reserve, he urged AIG officials not to disclose to the Securities and Exchange Commission relevant details of agreements with banks to bail out Goldman Sachs. Apparently, he felt at the time that regulators and the public would be angry that taxpayer money was used to fully compensate bankers who made some horrifically bad investment decisions. These banks should have suffered the consequences of the huge risks they were taking. After all, they kept plenty of rewards when times were good. Instead, the Fed found a way to socialize these major losses so these banks could survive and continue making more bad decisions at the expense of the American people and the value of the dollar, close quote. So says Dr. Ron Ball in a recent article entitled, Why the Fed Likes Independence. Paul's comments are a perfect follow-up to earlier comments made by Simon Johnson in his article titled, The Quiet Coup, in which he said that the finance industry had effectively captured our government, going on to say, quote, America is in a financial crisis, but instead of the financial oligarchy being broken up to permit essential reform, they're continuing to use their influence to prevent precisely the sort of reforms that are needed. Unfortunately, our legislators, or legislators, seem unwilling to act against these powerful financiers, opting instead to succumb to their power and influence, and continue to give them what they deem to be in their best interest instead of that of the taxpayers. All this is happening because of the false belief by all concerned that large financial institutions and free-flowing capital markets are crucial to America's position in the world, and that whatever the banks say is true, and whatever they want is necessary. The government's velvet glove approach with the banks is deeply troubling for one simple reason. It is inadequate to change the behavior of a financial sector accustomed to doing business on its own terms at a time when that behavior must change. There's no better time to take such an action than now, but it is evident that reform is but a pipe dream. America's financial oligarchy is still in control, and as such, the long-term consequences will be dire. Ron Paul reports that Geithner, this is a quote, Geithner claims he had to take such politically unpopular actions to save the economy from collapse. Half of that is right. It was politically unpopular, but it is extremely premature at best to claim that the economy has been saved. It is hard to argue that this sort of government waste has done anything but harm to our economy. Raiding Main Street to bail out Wall Street is a foolish idea, close quote. Johnson, Simon Johnson, goes further by saying that, quote, typically countries in crisis are in a desperate economic situation for one simple reason. The powerful elites within them overreached in good times and took too many risks. That certainly is the case with the powerful elites, the financial oligarchy in America. They, the American financial industry, gained political power over the years by amassing a kind of cultural capital. A belief system in which Washington insiders believe that large financial institutions and free-flowing capital markets are crucial to America's position in the world, and always and utterly convinced that whatever the bank said was true. I take a sidebar here and direct your attention back to Wasserstein and Kraft and Cadbury. Read that article up on Bloomberg. And also, as you're reading that, keep in mind the other great impacts that these Wasserstein types have had on the media and in our public education systems. They have built this new economic order from the bottom to the top. Everything you find on the news and everything you read about in the newspapers is all about the international Jewish bankster gangsters. Everything's about economy. It goes right back to Karl Mordecai Marx's Kapitalism and his economic view of world history. Of course, it's pretty hard to miss the money changers and the money exchangers' influence in the development of some 1,800, 2,000 years of history. For those of you that listen to this broadcast on a regular basis, you know that they have had that hold. Go all the way back to Venetians and Phoenicians and Florentines and the Borgia popes and others for that. Continuing to the article here, lack of transparency is troubling. Ron Paul makes the point that Geithner's revelation shows the need for Fed transparency and that, quote, their claim that they should have independence is a canard. They very much enjoy their comfortable pattern of bailing out friends and devaluing the currency with no oversight and no accountability. I like to hear that word used publicly. Accountability. Hold them to account. Accountability is so much different than responsibility. Geithner specifically asked officials at AIG not to disclose to the SEC or to the public particulars about this special deal for his friends. Sealing a deal in Washington, you know, New York. We only know these details now because AIG was eventually forthcoming when Congress demanded some answers. Close quote. Paul's views only confirm Johnson's, who put forth that, quote, when the crisis first began, the government was slow to react and then did so with lack of transparency and an unwillingness to upset the financial sector. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? The horrors always dance to the tune of the Johns. The response so far is perhaps best described as policy by deal, sealing the deal in Copenhagen. Policy by deal, in that when a major financial institution got into trouble, the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve engineered a one-off bailout, and then announced that everything is fine without stating what combination of interests were being served and how. This was late night, backroom dealing, pure and simple. RICO, racketeering. Some of these people need to be tried. And if convicted, perhaps hung by their necks until dead for treason and fraud of the most egregious magnitude. Congress, back to the article here, should be more responsible. Paul, that'd be Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, concludes that, quote, we should be getting information on all such dealings straight from the Fed. The Fed should be accountable to Congress because it is a creature of Congress. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Finally, we're getting down to it. The abolition of the established two-party political system, this Congress that shields the Fed. We'll be back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as an unrelated sidebar here again, back to our story, our discussion earlier. Well, actually, we haven't covered it. I didn't want to burn it out. It was too lengthy. But in regards to Haiti, I did find, and you can find this story up on Bloomberg if you hurry before they pull it off. But up on Bloomberg, they talk about this new 6.1 earthquake in Haiti. But in that article, the most revealing line of all to me was this new UN Security Council agreement between the United States and the UN as regards to Haiti. I didn't see any further details on there. There were no hot links, and so you'd have to go up and scour around a bit. Perhaps some of you out there that know how to do such things could do so, and then perhaps let us know what the full meal deal is. What's the bottom line? What's the whole story on this United Nations Security Council, a resolution or agreement with the United States in regards to Haiti? I'd be very interested, especially, I believe, Barry the usurper sitting on that council. What is the future of Haiti? Back to our article here. This financial elite's behavior has opened floodgates for gold. Lorimer Wilson, writing for Kitco. Kitco.com, you can find the whole article there and others. But again, Dr. Ron Paul and Simon Johnson here are being styled as very sympathetic in their dislike or analysis, if you will, of what's coming down in the Congress as regards to this Federal Reserve banking system. Again, Ron Paul concludes that we should be getting information on all such dealings straight from the Fed. The Fed should be accountable to Congress. That's a balance sheet. On one side, you've got their pluses, their credits, and on the other side, you have your minuses, their debts to the American people and to the world. And if it doesn't come down to a balance at the bottom of the sheet, maybe we need to hold their account accountable. Hold them accountable for their actions. Would that be novel in America? We have unwisely and unconstitutionally delegated this authority to the Federal Reserve. What authority? That Constitution gives Congress the authority to oversee the integrity of the monetary unit. This shouldn't even be a question in the halls of Congress. But Ron Paul says we have unwisely and unconstitutionally delegated this authority to the Federal Reserve, which has in turn devalued our dollar by 95% and counting. When the Federal Reserve engages in harmful policies, Congress is still ultimately responsible. But if responsible, my question is, Ron, are they to be held to account? If they're responsible, they stood up to the job, they stood up, they raised their hand, they took the oath. If this is their responsibility and they failed at that, then are they not accountable to we the people? If the Fed is not made accountable through the government GAO audit, at least, it will continue to be accountable to no one, and that is unacceptable, and I agree, Dr. Paul. Unfortunately, as Johnson sees it, regulators, legislators, and academics almost all assumed that the managers of these banks knew what they were doing. Boy, isn't that a stupid assumption. In retrospect, they didn't. As more and more of the rich made their money in finance, the cult, boy, that's a good choice of words, the cult of finance seeped into the culture at large, as I stated earlier. Money, 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 money. We all understand that it is the love of money that it is the root of all evil. If you've studied your Bible, and these people are definitely in love with their money and all of the trinkets and baubles that they get with their money. Roman Abramovich buying million-dollar artworks to adorn his fleet of personal yachts the size of ocean liners, for instance. Again, from Johnson, Simon Johnson here, regulators, legislators, and academics almost all assumed that the managers of these banks knew what they were doing. In retrospect, they didn't, as more and more of the rich made their money in finance. The cult of finance seeped into the culture at large. In a society that celebrates the idea of making money, it was easy to infer that the interests of the financial sector were the same as the interests of the country, and that the winners in the financial sector knew better what was good for America than did the career civil servants in Washington. Faith in free financial markets grew into conventional wisdom, trumpeted on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal and on the floor of Congress, not to mention the Time magazine and all of the other stuff that's owned by the Wasserstein's and others like them. Throughout the crisis, the government has taken extreme care not to upset the interests of the financial institutions or to question the basic outlines of the system that got us here. This velvet glove approach is inadequate to change the behavior of a financial sector accustomed to doing business on its own terms at a time when that behavior must change. What will financial elites' behavior mean for your investments? If there's a silver lining anywhere, it might be shining here. The major bailouts to the banks and the following major stimulus spending will further destroy the strength of the U.S. dollar and cause significant inflation. That, in turn, will be favorable for the future price of gold and silver, most likely platinum and palladium as well, more favorable for those companies that mine such precious metals, those would be your mining stocks, even more so for the few gold and silver royalty companies that exist, and in particular, those that have long-term warrants. We may not like what has happened, and still is happening, with the behavior of our politicians and the country's financial elite, but we can and should prepare now for the financial rewards their actions and inactions will bring our way. Just prepare for the inevitable, be patient as it unfolds, and then enjoy your newfound prosperity. Well, I'm not here to encourage you to invest in anything from storage foods to water filters or bullion or Bibles or beans. Though I would ask you to maybe look at those items, but it's not my duty or responsibility to encourage you in those directions at all. That's going to be up to you. But given the situation, prudence would dictate that you might consider the next 2 or 3 years as well as the next 2 or 3 months of your life. We're going to be in for some rather tough times. Certainly, we've been talking about law, the history of law. We're going to continue with that now and in the second hour. Yesterday, striving diligently, trying to get forward on this concept of who is the lawyer, we did find out again, once again, and in review yesterday and again today, that English law not only gave us the common law, but it gave us the profession of attorney at law. And when you mix together these attorneys and the financiers, this idea of merger and acquisition in these days, billions and billions have been made. Again, I refer you to the Bloomberg article posted today, Cadbury and Kraft. Check it out. Check it out. You'll see how very much money has been made by these merger and acquisition specialists, the banks and even the Rothschilds, others. Everybody seems to profit on these things. As we put more and more and more of our food, if you can consider things that Kraft puts out as food, more and more of our food and refreshments into fewer and fewer hands. It's been almost a century of merger and acquisition, but certainly Wasserstein, 61, dying, he was really the big cat, the big dog in M&A. So attorneys at law are now also known as lawyers, solicitors, or counselors at law. The term attorney at law is used to distinguish the lawyer from an agent known as attorney in fact. Powers of attorney versus attorneys at law. Now we're going to drop down. The practice of law may be divided into several categories, which we'll discuss on the other side of this break, or types of practice. It's like your doctor, you know, your dentist. The lawyers practice on you. They practice their craft on you. Unfortunately, you have to pay for their practice. Some types of practice may be described as trial practice, and trial lawyers as a group are subdivided into plaintiff's counsels and defense counsels because of the different aspects of these activities. Office practice is another type and is concerned with such matters as preparing documents, advising businesses, settling estates, etc. And we'll find out all about that and judges and more on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Porty Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty. Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Teas, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Teas, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Teas. GadstonTeas.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And in previous days and segments, we've been going through a rather lengthy series on the history of law. I'm certainly going to continue that in this hour, trying to wrap our minds around this concept of law. What is law? What are the origins of common law? What is the story of law? What is the philosophy of law? Law, liberty, and parliament. So much in here. What is the ideal element of law? And certainly, at the very warp and woof of all of this, is the lawyer. So let's find out just a little bit more about what is the lawyer, as is found in a textbook written by Delavaux and Howards, The Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, published 1971, where they write to their audience, captive as they are, ensconced in the first few weeks or few days of education in business law at a law school someplace. Hopefully it isn't at Phoenix or whatever. We talked about them yesterday, schools for hire. But maybe at Harvard, Yale, or someplace. I don't know whether they'd use this textbook or not. But if they did, this is what you'd hear being taught. That the practice of law, again, may be divided into several categories or types of practice. That's important. And then it goes on and talks about that, but let's go back up a little bit and understand that an attorney at law is a person qualified in character and by training to serve as an officer of the courts in representing and advising people in regard to the law. So right off the top of the bat, understand that they represent the court, not you. They serve as an officer of the court, and of course they're members of the Bar Association as well. But continuing here, these various practices, office practice is another type, and is concerned with such matters as preparing documents, advising businesses, settling estates, etc. And many office practice lawyers never participate in a lawsuit, but leave the trial arena to the specialist in trial work. And for most of you, probably the only dealings you've ever had with an attorney, an attorney, has been in an office practice. Hopefully. Large law firms have lawyers practicing in all areas, but small firms or sole practitioners often refer matters out of their area of expertise to other lawyers. So just because you've got a family lawyer that prepares your wills and deals with your real estate transactions, don't anticipate automatically that they would be your best counsel in an action of law. May not be at all. And if they refer you to someone else, don't let your loyalty get in the way of a sound counsel and good defense, because he might be just letting you know that he doesn't know his elbow from his ear when it comes to trial work. Continuing, of course, the general practitioner, especially in the smaller community, will handle practically every matter that is brought to his office, and no doubt. Prostitutes rarely ever turn down a John. The term house counsel is used to describe another large group of attorneys. House counsel is employed by business to assist in internal operations of the business by preventing and solving legal problems. But I will say this in defense to the general practitioner, certainly in small town America, oftentimes your general practitioner will be a fellow Mason with the judge and the prosecuting attorney and the sheriff, and you might actually be able to, you know, have a little bit of relief for the widow's son in that court of law. Well, we'll pick that up and maybe talk a little masonry as we go through this craft of the attorney.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So as we proceed along with this, it's not really any joke on my part to make a reference to Freemasonry as we discuss the craft of law. The Masonic monitor here of the degrees of entered apprentice, fellow craft, and master mason, together with the ceremony of receiving visitors, instituting and constituting lodges, installation, laying cornerstones, dedications, Masonic burials, and lodges of sorrow. Adopted by the most worshipful Grand Lodge, Free and Accepted Masons of Arkansas, as of November the 16th, 1954, in their second edition, a hardbound copy I have in front of me on my radio table, we find the tenets, the three great tenets of a Mason's profession, inculcate the practice of those commendable virtues, brotherly love, relief, and truth. Brotherly love, by the exercise of brotherly love, we are taught to regard the whole human species as one family. the high and the low, the rich and the poor, who created by one almighty parent and inhabitants of the same planet, are to aid and protect one another on this principle. Freemasonry unites men of every country, sect, and opinion, and conciliates true friendship among those who might otherwise have remained at perpetual distance. Relief? To relieve the distressed is a duty incumbent on all men, but particularly on Masons who profess to be linked together by an indissoluble chain of sincere affection. To soothe the unhappy, to sympathize with their misfortunes, to compensate or compassionate their miseries, and to restore peace to their troubled minds is the great aim we have in view. On this basis, we form our friendships and establish our connections. Truth. Truth is a divine attribute and the foundation of every virtue. To be good and true is the first lesson we are taught in and by its dictates. Endeavor to regulate our conduct. Hence, while influenced by this principle, hypocrisy and deceit are unknown among us. Sincerity and plain dealing distinguish us, and the heart and the tongue join in promoting each other's welfare and in rejoicing in each other's prosperity. The PPEs are explained in connection with four cardinal virtues, which are fortitude, prudence, temperance, and justice. And then it goes on. Justice is that standard or boundary of right which enables us to render to every man his just due without distinction. This virtue is not only consistent with human and divine laws, capital D there, but is the very cement and support of civil society. Civil society, again. As justice in a great measure constitutes the reality, the really good man, so should it be the invariable practice of every Mason never to deviate from the minutest principles thereof, ever remembering the time when he was placed in blank, 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 which alludes to the blank, blank. Then it goes on and talks about charcoal and clay and other things. It also talks about this. The seven steps allude to many sevens, the seven sabbatical years, the 7 years of plenty, the 7 years of famine, the 7 years during which the K's and T's, we don't get a chance to know what that is, was in course of erection, and the seven golden candlesticks, but more particularly, the seven liberal arts and sciences. Again, liberal arts and sciences. Remember our discussion of the Venetians and the Florentines in the days of the beginning of the Renaissance and the Borgia popes. At time that we saw the artisans, these master masons and architects, the great architects, elevated from household servants to nobility in a way, through this idea of liberal arts. But what is the word liberal but not liber? Liber is free. So they're the free arts and free men. Free men on a free land. But again, the seven liberal arts and sciences, which are grammar, rhetoric, logic, arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. And from our Latin, ubi materia, ibi geometria, ibi mysteria. Wherever there is matter, there is geometry. And where there is geometry, there is mystery. And that goes back to Pythagoras. But this idea of grammar, rhetoric, logic, arithmetic, this is all the stuff of lawsuits, the law craft. So, continuing from our textbook here, house counsel is employed by businesses to assist in the internal operations of the business by preventing and solving legal problems. Unsolved problems that result in litigation are usually referred to outside counsel for trial. Lawyers can also be categorized geographically. For example, the country lawyer practices in the smaller community and usually handles the whole gamut of the practice of law. He is a generalist rather than a specialist. That's very important to understand. In this pluralistic division of labor society that we live in, some people have gained much by being generalists as opposed to specialists. The general contractor, for instance, and others. So the country lawyer then practicing in the smaller communities usually handles the whole gamut of the practices of law, a generalist rather than a specialist, and plays a role in all aspects of his community, and boy, do they. The city lawyer will tend to specialize, and this is especially true in the larger firms where each member has an area of specialization, and here we saw earlier today, these M&As, the mergers and acquisitions with Kraft and Cadbury. And the legal beagles were making plenty of do-re-mi in that process. This is Lex Mercatoria, the law merchant. As we studied with Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald in their book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. There's a whole lot of shaking going on between the legal field and the economists in that study. And when we look at business law, the principles of business law, here in 1971 in this textbook of 1,100 and some pages, this is focused almost entirely upon the Uniform Commercial Code, that product of the Uniform Law Commission, that product of the American Bar Association, and that was created by the American Bankers Association. Isn't it funny how that stacks up that way? And the great diadem, the great gem in their little crown, was not only the Interstate Commerce Commission, but certainly the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCCs. All right. So whatever the area or location of a lawyer's practice, he will be engaged in certain activities that are of primary significance to society. First of all, he is an advisor. A lawyer's product is advice. What does he get? What does he make? What does he produce? Advice. Advice of counsel. Obviously. A lawyer's product is advice. Advice on an infinite variety of subjects. Much of the advice requested and given is not strictly legal, but may involve such matters as business decisions or family affairs. We'll be right back. The family affair continues.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we see that the lawyer's product is advice. Advice. Advice of counsel, right? Experts say Bob Vila recommends a XYZ product and everyone rushes out and buys it. You know, Tim the Toolman Taylor recommends a certain type of chisel or something. And they rush out and buy the item. And so, in this pluralistic society, we've come to depend upon an expert. You know, you would never want to change a baby's diaper on your own without consulting the experts. Perhaps you'd want to go and have another visit with your doctor and get some medical advice, advice of counsel. We don't think for ourselves anymore. We are dependent upon the experts. Experts say, and when the experts say it, we take their words to heart and then act upon that advice, sometimes to our own detriment. But a lawyer's product is advice. You know, it's opinions. A legal opinion. What do you think? What do you feel? What's your opinion about this, Bob? Advice on an infinite variety of subjects. Do you think that a lawyer, just because he's a lawyer, can advise on an infinite variety of subjects? Who knows better the way of fishermen fishing? The man who makes the net or the one that casts it into the sea, as Plato wrote about Socrates' teachings on such things? Much of the advice requested and given, again, is not strictly legal, but may involve such matters as business decisions or family affairs. Of course, most of his advice will be connected with the law, and you can be sure that most of his advice will come to you charged by minute, by minute, by minute of his time. Secondly, every lawyer is an advocate for his client. The office lawyer negotiating a contract is an advocate just as the trial lawyer. Remember, this whole idea, the direct ancestors of the common law lawyers were persons hired as champions in trial by battles in early English litigation. This adversary system continues on to today. The office lawyer negotiating a contract is an advocate just as is the trial lawyer. His advocacy is directed at other attorneys and their clients rather than to judges and juries. So you have the attorneys working back and forth between each other rather than judges and juries, the office lawyer, a business lawyer. Thirdly, every lawyer is a negotiator of compromise. We spoke a little bit about that negotiator of compromise yesterday with Locke from Dallas when we're talking about communitarian law and this idea of community policing and the idea of a Delphi technique or a consensus meeting, dialoguing into consensus where every lawyer is a negotiator of compromise. This is the give-and-take world that we live in now, where the greatest good of the greatest number trumps all, as we all pursue the happiness, that elusive happiness. What is happiness? He seeks to avoid litigation and to find a mutually satisfactory alternative to the expense and difficulties of litigation. This is where you come into pleadings and things like that, arbitration. These three roles, the advisor, the advocate, and the negotiator, provide insight into the background required for the practice of law. And throughout this whole
thousand-some-odd page book here, this is what we're dealing with. A lot of this material, advisor, advocate, negotiator, insights into the background required for the practice of law, hundreds of thousands of words have been written about the personal qualities required for the practice of law. And certainly you can find a lot of that right out of this Masonic monitor. You can find out a lot about this right out of Morals and Dogma. You could get a lot of this even from the Boy Scout manual, if you wanted to start there. Or through the JCs, the Junior Chamber of Commerce, or any number of these animal groups, the Lions, the Rotary, the Elk. So many attorneys are involved in all of that, too. And certainly hundreds of thousands of words have been written about the personal qualities required for the practice of law, not to mention all the words contained in the Bible. It's generally conceded that a lawyer must be cultured, in the sense that he appreciates the historical relevance of our fundamental freedoms and the role of law in our society. Remember, what is the role of law in society? Anything other than order? Order out of chaos? It is both the role of law and it is law in itself, as we learned earlier on a previous broadcast. He must be keenly aware of the world in which he lives, what is right about it and what is wrong, so that he can fulfill his role as an instrument of change. An instrument of change. Change. Change you can believe in, right? Change. An instrument of change, a change agent. He must be compassionate and sensitive to human problems and weaknesses because the practice of law is a very personal matter. You know, you hear about your doctor having good bedside manners and your attorney at law, your advice of counsel. Oh, he's rather sanctimonious, you know, well-dressed, clean-cut, clean-shaven, hair's perfect, bronze tan, white teeth, pillar of the society, pillar of the community, right? They're taught this in law school to do this sort of stuff. Lawyers must be courageous and willing to represent unpopular causes because the right to counsel exists as a necessity. NAACP, ADL, hate speech, hate crimes, terrorism. That's right. The right to counsel exists as a necessity. He must be willing not only to defend such causes, but to defend the system which requires such representation. And this is where the idea of an officer of court creeps back in again. Not only does he defend the causes, he also defends the system, which keeps him in business. He must stand up for the system when it is unpopular to do so. Oh, yeah. A lawyer must be a good loser. It has often been said that the only lawyer who has not lost a case is the lawyer who has not tried one. Carl Sandburg has reminded us that it was Stephen A. Douglas, the loser in the bitter fight for the presidency, who held the Lincoln's hat during the inaugural ceremony. You might remember the debates, the Douglas-Lincoln debates. Lawyers must remember that the clients and not the lawyers are the litigants. And that goes back to early English litigation, where the lawyers were persons hired as champions, the common law lawyers, persons hired as champions in trial by battle, the litigant. Lawyers are also policymakers in our society. And don't we have our hands filled with that? As so many lawyers are members of Congress and in your House of Representatives and in the state and federal senates. Lawyers are also policymakers in our society. In this role, the lawyer contributes to public order, not only by participating personally in the legislation and judicial functions of government, but also when he is a legal consultant to decision makers in business and government. Things are peculiarly quiet here. I'm hoping I'm going out over the air. A lawyer's duties are diverse,
in that his responsibilities are by the very nature of the profession fourfold. Now here's his duties, rights and duties, and we'll pick them up after this break. But I hope this gives you a little bit of an idea of what is in the mind of the young person as they begin to study law.
Talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I understand that many listeners perhaps would wonder, well, what has all this got to do with becoming vocal local anyway? I thought this was a political broadcast. Well, indeed, and in fact, it is. Certainly right here off of our small-town newspaper front page, Heron to file for judge position. Cassville attorney Cordelia Heron has announced her intention to file for the position of Barry County Associate Judge Division 2 on the Republican ticket. If we can understand just a little bit about who these attorneys are and how they come into a community, to a county, and the influence that they have. And if we watch the watchers carefully, then perhaps we can start to become more effective locally.
Is there any reason why we don't have, and when I say we, I'm talking about the freedom-minded peoples, don't have a contender in this challenge for this judge position? Can you imagine how important it is to secure one of these judgeships? We talk always and endlessly about the sheriff, but what about the judge? What about the prosecuting attorney? This woman came into the area some years back with her husband, a veterinarian, who promptly bought up the other major veterinary office in the area, and now they have a stranglehold on that. But where does she make her declaration? The judgeship, currently held by Judge Carr Woods, who plans to retire, Attorney Heron, formally announced her candidacy at the Berry County Republican meeting. And this position is going to be elected in November of 2010, so we still have time, hopefully, to find an attorney that might be willing to understand constitutional issues and get them on the ballot quickly, right here locally. And the same might apply to you, right where you are. But a lawyer's duties are diverse. Again, back to our book, The Principles of Business Law, in that his responsibilities are by the very nature of the profession fourfold. Sound familiar to our Masonic monitor? His first duty is to the state as a licensed official and a citizen. That ought to be a heads up to you. His first duty is to the state as a licensed official and a citizen. We talked about that before in the rise of statism. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And the attorney, the lawyer, his first duty is to the state as a licensed official and a citizen. Secondly, he's an officer of the court and an aide in the administration of justice. Right out of the Masonic monitor there. Thirdly, he is a trustee and a fiduciary for his client. And fourthly, he's obligated to deal honestly and fairly with other lawyers and the public in maintaining the honesty and integrity of the profession. Bar Association. And this is what's taught to the young lawyers, the little eager beavers, who are committed by huge financial contributions to these various educational institutions to study this 1,000-plus page book and to press on forward to get their Juris Doctorate or their LLC. It is not always easy to keep these obligations in proper balance. The lawyer must not give his sole attention to one of these obligations and neglect the others. In his zeal to assist his client, he cannot be dishonest to the court. The court, assisted by the lawyer, is the public instrument for the administration of justice. Justice. Justice, or justice, cannot be done, or you could say justice, like you'd say usury. Justice, or justice, cannot, or just us, depending on how you want to look at it, justice cannot be done if the court's decisions rest upon false proof and misquoted law. To be dishonest to the court is not only to be dishonest to the client, but also to the state and to his fellow lawyers. Your interests are but one quarter of his interest in a court of law. A lawyer's conduct is governed by the canons of legal ethics. Well, of course, we studied canon law just a little bit in passing earlier when we were talking about Catholicism. But by the canons of legal ethics, which touch upon every aspect of a lawyer's duty, his duty to the court, his client, the public, the jury, the profession, as well as his professional conduct in relation to such matters as advertising, unjustifiable litigation, fees, witnesses, and the unauthorized practice of law. And don't you be caught practicing law without a license. The problem of unauthorized practice of law arises in the services performed by many business specialists. That is, when such specialists as accountants, bankers, insurance brokers, real estate agents, and stockbrokers give advice of a legal nature. Oh, I'm not giving any legal advice here. I'm just telling you how it is. The lawyer's product is legal advice. It is illegal to practice law without a license. Again, we're in chapter 5 here of a textbook on business law. And I'll just say it again. The lawyer's product is legal advice. It is illegal to practice law without a license. The business specialist should recognize that the practice of law is an activity affecting the public interest and that it is limited to those persons duly licensed to practice it. Licensed. Privileges. Licenses to practice law are issued by the highest court of the jurisdiction involved, and the regulation of lawyers is solely a judicial function because of the doctrine of separation of powers. What activities of men constitute the practice of law? It is obvious that the appearance in court on behalf of another person is the practice of law. However, we used to have the opportunity to appeal to advice at counsel, and then there is pro se, but that's not on behalf of another person. And what is this another person anyway? This legal corporation, this legal fiction of personality, immutable, indestructible persons. Although a party may represent himself in court, only attorneys can represent others. The giving of legal advice out of court and the preparation of legal documents have also been held to constitute the practice of law. In the state of Washington, we used to be able to go, when I was a realtor, to the university bookstore, and in the big cabinet there, you could open up the cabinet and you could find legal forms. Washington Legal Blank Company, and you could just buy the forms that you need and fill out the blanks. Didn't really require an attorney, but of course, that's practicing law without a license. God forbid you should fill in the blanks. What activities of businessmen constitute the practice of law? Again, it is obvious that appearance in court on behalf of another person is the practice of law. Although a party may represent himself in court, how can one represent himself? You're either there or you're not. If you're there, you don't need to represent anything, do you? You're just there. But you're not really representing yourself. You're representing the legal fiction. The Roberts, William, all caps, identity that has been assigned to you by the state. The giving of legal advice out of court and the preparation of legal documents have also been held to constitute the practice of law. Such holdings do not resolve the issue, however, because the question remains, when is advice legal advice? I tell you to put on a raincoat and take your umbrella to avoid getting hypothermia from getting wet. That's not legal advice. That's not medical advice. That's just common sense. This question is of utmost significance to accountants engaged in tax work, to real estate dealers, to bankers working in the area of wills, trusts, and estates, and to other business specialists. Of course, your accountant engaged in tax work wouldn't be able to advise you as to whether or not there is a law that it requires you to file and disclose your income. They're just enrolled agents, agents of the IRS, right? Unfortunately, the line of demarcation between legal business services and unauthorized practice of law is not very clear at this time. That was 40 years ago. One fact is clear, however. There are services that business specialists cannot render because they involve the practice of law. In most states, these services include preparing real estate contracts. That certainly wasn't the case in Washington when I was buying and selling real estate and working as a realtor. Drafting wills and trusts or estate plans and assisting in complicated tax matters requiring research. Well, there's a little bit more to go in the other segment, the last segment. Find out more about the lawyers.
Gordie Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadston Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And certainly we've talked about it in the past, and I'll just mention it again here once more in passing, this idea that once a young or older person comes into knowledge, some specialized knowledge or some specialized skill or one of the mysteries, so often then they carve out a niche in that great sandstone wall of life. They climb up in their little niche, and then they wall themselves in with specialized knowledge and language and craft and guile. And there's certainly plenty of that going on here with the attorney. And I'll just reiterate the last two sentences in this previous paragraph. In most states, these services, again, that the business specialist cannot render, these services include preparing real estate contracts, drafting wills or trusts or estate plans, and assisting in complicated tax matters requiring research. You know, you could stop into your nearest Office Depot nowadays, and for $10, you can get an estate planning kit you can use in your computer, complete with all of the necessary code sections along with it, and the same goes with wills and so on and so forth. But the authors here close this particular section out. Hopefully, the area of permissible conduct by business specialists will be clarified in the future, hopefully narrowing it, no doubt, so that there's more room for the lawyer or the attorney.
Our system of law, our textbook continues, may be described as an adversary system. Yes, adversaries. We come in with our swords drawn. By tradition and definition, the courtroom is a place of strife. A place of strife. Always division. It's the spirit of division. The spirit of division that is embodied in the established two-party political system that, like the great curtain in the temple, was rent right down the middle. First by the North versus the South, then the Radical Red Republicans versus the Socialist Democrats, Socialist Party A and Communist or Socialist Party B. Really, it's all positivism. It's ruled by an appointed dictator, by the captains of finance and industry, supported in all that they do by a cadre of super social scientists who then become the specialists and the experts that say. By tradition and definition, again, the courtroom is a place of strife. The modern lawsuit is a substitute for the ancient physical combat. The lawyer today is, in a sense, a combatant for his client. Yeah, that's right. That pencil-necked geek in the $2,000 suit is slinging snot and pawing the ground, going to bat as a combatant. For you, his client, instead of using physical force, a lawyer today represents his client in litigation by the use of words. And boy, don't they. Through pleadings, persuasion, psychology, and argument, he represents his client in a forum called a courtroom. Contesting lawyers as partisan advocates, operating within the rules of procedure and evidence, and supervised by the court, make possible the exploration of every aspect of the case. You'll definitely want to go back and listen to the archive and transcribe much of this, because it is actually quite useful in understanding just what is happening on that battleground known as a court today. A single arbiter acting as judge, advocate, and jury would, by the very nature of the method used, find himself prematurely reaching a fixed opinion. And as they say, a man that represents him in court has a fool for a counsel. And the idea of being the legislator and the judge and the executioner is not a place for we the people. That's reserved to things like building code inspectors and cops and those sorts of things. Such preconceived judgments will not prevail under the adversary system. The narrowing of issues by the rules of procedure, preparation, and presentation of the case to the jury by partisan advocates, examination and cross-examination of the witnesses, argument by counsel, and the control, supervision, and instruction by the judge make premature conclusions impossible. During the process of a trial, the court and jury has the benefit of seeing both sides of the issue clearly defined, and they are able to arrive at a just conclusion. Settling private contentions by a public adversary system manipulated by intelligent advocates operating under an orderly process supervised by a neutral third party, the judge, neutral, is believed to be one of the most important institutions of American democracy. You see how they continue to salt that word in, even in legal minds? The American democracy. We'll have to go back to Fast Bullets and Culture Changes and reread those quotes one of these days, where it was the globalist plan to confuse the minds of the children and salt in this concept of democracy. And go back to Alexis de Tocqueville for more of that democracy language. However, there are many critics of the adversary process. That such a system is best able to find the truth and render justice has been questioned.
It is argued by many that the adversary system permits lawyers to overreach witnesses, mislead the jury, use rules of evidence to cover up facts rather than disclose the truth, and it makes possible for a clever, experienced lawyer to dominate the proceedings to such an extent that the other less experienced party has not had his day in court. With these objections, while these objections may be valid in some cases, it nevertheless must be recognized that the adversary system is the best method yet devised to search for truth. Lawyers are an indispensable part of this search. Obviously, the author's bias is unmistakable, but why would you expect anything else in a textbook, The Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, 1971. There's a lot to understand about law. We really haven't the time to go into the next one, things that I would like to bring up, but we will tomorrow and on future broadcasts, because there are a lot of different writers who have, as they say, thousands and thousands of words, not just thousands of words, but thousands of pages have been written in regards to the study of law and what is law. The scope of legal philosophy, I'll just give a minute's worth or so out of Martin P. Golding's book, The Philosophy of Law, where he writes these words in an introduction, the scope of legal philosophy, the setting of Plato's dialogue, Crito, is the following. Socrates has been convicted of the crime of corrupting the youth of Athens by teaching an impious doctrine about the little g gods. For this, he has been sentenced to death by poison. He is now in prison, awaiting the time at which he must drink that fatal cup. His friend and student Crito comes to visit him and explains that a jailbreak is all arranged. Crito offers various reasons as to why Socrates should escape. But is it right? Asks Socrates, is it right for someone who has been convicted of a crime, even if he believes his conviction was unjust, to avoid his punishment? More generally, is there an obligation to obey the law, and what can be the basis for such an obligation? And certainly, if you have never read Plato on Socrates, it's worthy of your time. Aristotle is another great place to look. But then we get involved in this great debate between the humanists and the evangelicals, those that would draw a dark curtain like the Dark Ages across all of the teachings of the Gentiles, the Greeks, and the Romans, and keep our minds fixed firmly upon the Babylonians, the Egyptians, the Africans, the Israelis, the Jews, etc. I believe that we should listen to everyone, read anything, and then in our own process of research and investigation, come to our own conclusions as to our ways in life. Well, that's about all the time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.